Another working group case that we discussed was a 71-year-old woman with metastatic pancreatic cancer and a BRCA1 germline mutation who experienced an excellent response to FOLFIRINOX. The patient was then enrolled in the randomized POLO trial of olaparib versus placebo maintenance after first-line platinum-based chemotherapy. Subsequent to this meeting, a press release came out stating that the POLO trial met its primary endpoint and demonstrated a significant improvement in progression-free survival with olaparib. It is not known if this patient received the placebo or olaparib, but has no evidence of disease now 32 months after the initiation of treatment. I asked Dr. Philip if this response could be due to the platinum as well.
Exactly right. And then it raises the question, which is the best platinum? Because now maybe there's a possibility of bringing back cisplatin back, because some people think that cisplatin might be even a better drug than oxaliplatin, and maybe the gemcis being an easier regimen than FOLFIRINOX.
So, Eileen, a couple of questions Dr. Brenner has. First of all, how do you manage, if you're going to manage a patient with a BRCA germline mutation outside a trial setting, how do you integrate PARP inhibitors and platinum? Any thoughts about that? Ovary has the platform of, you know, platinum and then PARP maintenance. Breast, they just give PARPs, you know, their trials evolve differently. They gave it as a single therapy. Right now, as the research evolves, Eileen, how are you integrating chemo or platinum with PARP inhibitors in these patients? And in what line?
Yeah, so I think this is a very topical question, and it's a form where seeing a patient with a new diagnosis, we're sort of thinking, what other strategies will we have for going forward, and sort of bringing up the idea of doing germline testing and somatic testing up front, because if we don't look, we won't identify these patients. So that's the first thing. And if based on, for example, family history, ethnicity, personal history of malignancy, your suspicion up front is high that the individual may indeed have a germline mutation, you probably won't know that by the time you need to start frontline therapy, or biased already in terms of integrating a platinum as part of the plan. And like I think I heard my colleague say, cisplatin is certainly a good choice in these patients, as of course is modified FOLFIRINOX for those that we know are BRCA positive. And I think the maintenance strategy is very attractive in pancreas cancer and very compelling just in terms of trying to get there before resistance has emerged to the platinum, which is probably a surrogate for resistance to the PARP inhibitor. So the SOLO-1 trial in ovary cancer is exactly the paradigm that I love in this setting for this patient. So it would give probably, you know, 4 to 6 months of FOLFIRINOX, maybe dropping the oxaliplatin, and then for germline positive patients, switch over to PARP inhibitor as maintenance therapy. And that's the question that will be answered from the POLO study that we hope to have data soon in pancreas cancer specifically.
And it's interesting, a lot of general oncologists in breast, in spite of the fact they don't have data, use the ovary strategy because it really kind of makes so much sense.